Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Sydney Ho from Helper Saturday Vibes. We're going to be talking about their upcoming event this Saturday, June 28th from 5 to 10:30 p.m. on Helper's Historic Main Street. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, you had a really nice Pride event. We were talking about it a bit before we came on air, but we were both pleasantly surprised with how that turned out.
We were. We absolutely were.
And, you know, looking at this week, the fun is just going to keep continuing at Helper Vibes. You got a two-parter, I think it's fair to say. Maybe a combination of events would be the better phrasing for it. But you're doing Dark Skies and Small Businesses. Now, I'm a big fan of Dark Skies. And, of course, we live in a small town. Who isn't going to be a fan of small businesses?
Sky.
So yeah. It's a perfect combination. So for people who might not be familiar with Dark Skies, what is that?
Yeah, so for Dark Skies, we turn off all the lights and make it so you can see the beautiful dark sky that we have the privilege of being able to see in our area.
And you know, I never really realized growing up in this area, because I'm from Huntington. I grew up here in the Castle Country, and I never really realized how much you can see those stars. There's no light pollution. It happened a few years ago. I went to look at a solar eclipse, a meteor shower, and living down in Cedar City, you can't see anything in the sky. There's too much light pollution going on up
there.
It is
definitely not the same.
So this is a great chance for people to get out, even if they're from out of the area, come on down and see just what a beautiful night sky we have, because if you're in a big city, you're missing out on one of the coolest parts of living in a rural community, and that's the dark sky.
It's true. It's very true. And there will be good vibes. So what better way to enjoy a dark sky?
Yeah, the vibes are always good at Helper Vibes. You're also celebrating small businesses at this event. And you can't go wrong with small businesses. I feel like that's what Helper and the surrounding communities are kind of built on, because you hold it on Helper Main Street and you see just so many small businesses. You have food trucks coming in. Yeah. It's a great group of people to try and honor.
Yeah, absolutely. We, like you were saying, small businesses is the foundation of our area, and being able to support them is huge for us. And Helper Vibes is very proud in being the kind of event where you can incubate and start a new business. And those businesses usually start as small businesses. So being able to support that is awesome.
And at one point, Helper Vibes started pretty small as well.
It
but
did.
It's just kind of ballooned throughout the years.
It sure did.
To an incredible place now, of course, with any Helper Vibes event. And you guys are bringing the heat when it comes to music this week. At 5 p.m., you're going to have Missy and Richie. Then at 8 p.m., you're going to have Dale's House. Now, Dale's House, always a crowd pleaser. Missy and Richie, bit of a wild card coming in here. But if it follows along with that vibes trend, it's sure to be something that everyone's going to enjoy.
You know, sometimes everybody needs a little bit of new. And we're going to bring you that this Saturday, along with a favorite, Dale's House.
And you know, sometimes you get that new a little by surprise as an organizer. But improvise, adapt, overcome, Bear Grylls.
We love
popularize
it.
Popularize that. Gotta love that mindset. And that's what makes events like Helper Vibes so fun. Is sometimes you get those last minute changes, but as organizers, you guys do a stellar job of recovering from it. Now, of course, you got kids' activities coming up. What are we looking at this weekend?
I can't say for certain, but I do know that it's going to be something sky, star, cosmic themed.
And, you know, going to the last few events and seeing those kids' activities, it makes me wish, like, I was a little younger so I could enjoy those. Because, you know, I may be 22, but some of those crafts they're putting together are absolutely incredible.
They made wands at Pride. It was so fun. There was coloring and paint and sparkles. It was great. I had a great time.
You can't go wrong with that. And then for the adults who are going to be there, Shayla always knocks it out of the park with her specialty drinks. What are we looking at this weekend?
True. Coming up this weekend, we have a Cosmic Blue Margarita for you that is going to be dragon fruit juice, blue curacao, house-made margarita, and some star fruit on top. Very on theme.
No,
that's in the skies.
That sounds incredible. No, the cosmic theme, all the different greens, giving that spacey look. Shayla, you can't give her enough credit. She is knocking it out of the park week after week after week. And if you watch her in a flurry back there behind the bar, it's incredible what she's able to accomplish.
It's so true. The Cosmic Blue Margarita, after taste testing all of them for the season, is my second favorite.
And of course, it wouldn't be a Helper Vibes without the vendors there. So we've seen a really good slate of vendors come throughout the season so far. Any surprises we can expect? Or are we going to see a bit more of a familiar look from the vendor lineup?
We'll have some familiar faces like El Sartan in the Mambo truck, but we also had a newcomer last week called Mama D's that will be coming back this week as well, doing some classics like hot dogs, chili dogs, Frito pie, if any of you guys remember Frito pie.
You can't go wrong with any of those.
Right? Anything with good chili?
Yeah, good chili, that's what makes it. You know, you can't go wrong with a good chili, especially here in Carbon County, Utah. You can't go wrong with a good chili.
So true.
Now, Sydney, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to say to our listeners to help encourage them to get out to this weekend's Helper Vibes?
Yeah, I just want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, IGotPoop.com. They've been with us for a few years, and this year they're doing something special with Tutor, if you have seen Tutor around. Tutor is helping raise funds for the All Abilities Playground coming to, that is already in Helper, and it is a 2024 RZR side-by-side. I'm sorry, the side-by-side things are above me. But you can buy raffle tickets to win this kid's side-by-side and benefit that All Abilities Playground, and we're super excited that I Got Poop sponsored us, and that by sponsoring us, they're helping support such an awesome cause.
And you know, it goes back to what we were talking about at the top of our conversation, these businesses giving back to each other and giving back to the community. And that's exactly what Vibes are doing, I Got Poop's doing, and the Helper Express All Abilities Playground is doing. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Again, that was Sydney Ho from Helper Saturday Vibes. We're talking about their this weekend's event on Saturday, June 28th from 5 to 10:30 p.m. on Helper Historic Main Street. This week's theme, Dark Skies and Small Businesses. You are not going to want to miss this one. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.